This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, attended the two-day China seminar at Likhabali Military Station, Lower Siang District, on 23rd and 24th March 2026. During the seminar, Governor Parnayak said India must strengthen its capabilities in cyber defense, satellite surveillance, electronic warfare, and AI-enabled intelligence systems. He further said, the nation must continue enhancing and strengthening unified command under Chief of Defence Staff through fully integrated theatre commands. Faster decision-making, unified command structures and improved logistics along the Himalayan border will ensure rapid mobilization and coordinated operations in any contingency, he said. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawana Men, today flagged off 20 e-cards distributed to 20 best-performing PLF and SHG of Namsai under Innovative and Income Enhancement Project Gram Bandhu under revamped Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan in a program held at the District Secretariat, Namsai. He further directed the administration, DPDO, and member secretaries to closely monitor the implementation of the project and document it as a success story for replication in other foothill regions of the state. The environmental public hearing for the proposed Subansiri Upper Hydroelectric Project, 1605 MW, was conducted today at Sinkik Hall, Daporijo in Upper Subansiri District. It was conducted by the Arunachal Pradesh State Pollution Control Board as part of the statutory process for grant of environmental clearance. Commerce and Industry Minister cum local MLA Nyato Dukam assured the report of the Subansiri Upper HEP Liaisoning Committee would be duly taken up with the state government for appropriate consideration in the interest of the people. Meanwhile, Group General Manager of Subansiri Upper HEP, Deepak Ratan Sagar, reiterated the commitment of the project authorities to maximize benefits for the affected local communities. The India National Under-23 football team arrived in Itanagar on Monday and received a warm welcome from Arunachal Pradesh Football Association. The visit of the India Under-23 team highlights Arunachal Pradesh's growing engagement with national-level football and its efforts to promote the sport in the region. Under-23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026 is set to begin from tomorrow till March 31st at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPA. The championship will feature teams from India, Bhutan and Tajikistan. Indian football maestro and Padma Shri awardee Sunil Chhetri is expected to attend the inaugural ceremony. World Water Day 2026 was observed today in the catchment area of Gogi Water Source of Likhabali by a plantation drive of 400 tree saplings to highlight the importance of water conservation and sustainable resource management. The program organized by PHE and WS Division Likhabali in collaboration with the District Administration and the Department of Forest, Lower Siang District. The Department of Youth Affairs, Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with Dehradun Government College, Itanagar, successfully organized the first ever Maths Olympiad. Thupten Eton from RGU emerged as the winner of the inaugural Maths Olympiad, showcasing exceptional analytical and problem-solving skills. Gama Dodum Gyamar from Nehris secured the first runner-up position, while Martho Nyodu from Elizur English School, Itanagar, was declared the second runner-up. The Olympiad aims to promote mathematical aptitude and foster a spirit of healthy academic competition among the students in the region. The 57th of the Malini Mela was inaugurated on Monday with great enthusiasm and cultural vibrancy at Likhabali in Lower Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The event was formally opened with sacred deep prajwalan by the chief guest Cardo Nyogir, Deputy Speaker APLA. He addressed the gathering and stressed the importance of cultural preservation and development of that important asset of the state. Prior to the inaugural session, all dignitaries visited the sacred Malini temple and offered prayers, seeking divine blessings for the smooth and successful conduct of the five-day-long festival and for peace in the world. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.